This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Seven and a half of the hour, Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here to work your way through some of the issues of the day, things that people are talking about. And maybe if you aren't talking about them, you ought to be talking about them. Or maybe we ought not to be talking about some of these things. I like to focus on good news. Richie, by the way. This is not good news. Richie's just happens to, well, it's good for him. He's traveling in the Caribbean for the next couple of days, back, I think, on Tuesday. Everybody comes in and out. That's why we have a nice, a comfortably large staff so that we won't miss anybody except Jennifer. I miss Jennifer when she's not here. I don't know that I miss Richie too
much. Oh, and I miss you too.
Oh, well, so let's not be separated anymore. Hoo-ha. Joe Biden's son. This is not good news. But it is something that it's this got to be embarrassing for Joe Biden.
You think? Yes, I would think that.
Well, his son says he's embarrassed, but it's got to be embarrassing for the family. He was discharged from the Navy Reserve after testing positive for using cocaine. This really highlights how much of a problem this is in the world. The Wall Street Journal writes, quoting people familiar with the item, that the military career has been short. He failed a drug test after reporting to his unit. And this goes back. He started last year, didn't he? And didn't he get booted out earlier this year? So why is it taking so long for this information to come to the surface would be my question.
To trickle out. I know. Yeah. That is kind of weird.
Yeah, he was discharged in February.
Mm-hmm. So why now? Why didn't it come out then? What is there going? Is this just political chicanery? People using things trying to embarrass the Democrats? Is that all it is? It's kind of a cheap shot, in a sense. I mean, it's not that the guy hasn't got enough control to not be using cocaine. And it brings you back around to wondering, okay, if the son uses it, did the father use it? We got Obama, who's smoked, obviously, marijuana. And who knows what else.
You know, it's drugs are just part of the culture now. It's so bizarre to me because it's just not my reality.
No,
and I know it's
either.
Not your reality, Doug.
No,
Ken.
It's not Kenny's reality.
You know, it's so acceptable and it's so okay. And it's just what everybody does now. And it's just, yuck.
Well, so what is it going to do to the future? You have so many challenges in our country today, so many things facing us that are problematic. How does this enter into the picture? How is it that we can successfully strive to be the best that we can be with all of this stuff going on? This is an epidemic. A kid like this, his other son, isn't his other son a politician? Wasn't he running for Senate or something in Delaware? Or did he? Do I remember that?
Beau
Attorney General. Right. Sounds right, yeah.
Attorney General, yeah. So, anyway, it just seems like we ought to be getting our act together and understanding what a scourge this is and whether legalizing it fixes the problem, changes anything, God knows. But we have a serious problem. We need to be dealing with it better than we are. And I don't know where that goes. Some people, the old business about just saying no is pretty simplistic. I've just said no my whole life. I've never taken a drug. I've never done marijuana, never smoked any tobacco. I just grew up around it and so much of it, along with other things that are troubling. You steer clear of it, or at least you try to. I suppose maybe there's some, everybody's chemistry. Remember, I've had this conversation how many times in the last month or so about our body chemistry and how it reacts to things, how we crave certain things. Like I crave ice cream. My body chemistry likes sugar and needs it, it would appear. So I get it from cake and ice cream and candy and things like that. Is it good? No, it's not good. So is it as bad as cocaine? I'd like to think not.
Well, but if the sugar's only hurting you, it's not potentially hurting other people either.
Yeah, that's true. Good news from the nuclear talk department. Iran says it is considering a proposal from the United States to have nuclear talks. The talks would allow Iran to keep more of its nuclear infrastructure intact while still reducing its ability to make a bomb. So what do you think of that? Who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. One of the international stories today that I just think is good. It's a good anything like this. Especially when we look at the leadership that we have and throw up our hands wondering, well, you know, we're going to study Ebola more, right? We're going to think about it some more. And ISIS, the same thing. So if there's some movement here, maybe that's just, we ought to chalk it up to the good news department. I'm thinking that it just is so problematic. Again, trying to find a good thing, good day. The Hurricane Gonzalo threw its tail at New England and New York yesterday. A lot of rain, 4 or 5 hours of really heavy rain. It is expected to pass off the island late tonight. It went from a Category 4 storm to a Category 3 storm, but it'll be close enough. It'll be pretty much a direct hit, according to the Weather Bureau in Bermuda. So if it's the Weather Bureau that says that, it'll probably be sunny and warm today, temperature 79. Yes? No? Did you get the fun out of that? No, Jennifer, yeah. Didn't get the fun out of that. Okay. All right, so, Jennifer, what are you talking about?
Dougie.
Yes. The Chrysler Corporation.
I think our connection's a little slow right now.
Oh,
you know.
Really? Okay. We'll fix that.
You know how it goes.
I know how it goes. Right. The Chrysler Corporation this week went public. The stock is on the exchange and doing quite well because Chrysler is building a good car. If that's the case, how come there is a recall for almost 1 million Chrysler cars, Dodges, Jeeps? Cars are being recalled for alternators that can fall apart. And there's also a heated mirror thing that's a problem. The wiring can short circuit, cause a minor fire. The recall is posted this week by the U.S. safety regulators, pushed the total number of recalls so far this year to 544, totaling 52 million vehicles. That's pretty much every car that's been made and sold in the world. It is. I mean, when you think about how many cars on an annualized basis, in a bad year it's 40 million around the world. It's above average now. I think the highest it ever was 64 million cars made in 1 year. Can you imagine all those new cars? The largest of the recalls covers 470,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Chargers. This is from 2011 to 2014. The story is at DougStephan.com. If you want to check it out, you go one of these cars, you can see what might fail, the alternator among things that could fail. The stall in the engine would not be good if you are coming to a stop and a traffic light and the engine dies out. Brakes don't work so well sometimes when they're, you know, these are all, everything works now off of the engine in pretty much across the board fashion. So if the engine stops, brakes aren't going to work too well because there's no power going to the brakes. So that could be a problem. Check it out at DougStephan.com, 15 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Severin's Good Day program, the focus on Ebola, pretty much everybody's getting in on the act, including midday television superstar Wendy Williams, who comments for a second on the scare.
I was speaking to a doctor friend of mine yesterday because I'm to the point now where this is day number four of me not shaking hands, not because I'm impolite, but because we don't know how this stuff is being spread. So I'm not even fist bumping. Anyway, she said she hasn't shaken hands in years on account of she is a doctor and she knows how things spread. So if you feel weird about not shaking people's hands, it's not weird. It's normal.
All right. So this brings me around to thinking out loud about the various ways that you protect yourself. 888-302-3684. Whether it's in light of the Ebola scare or whether it's just the way you conduct yourself, we've oftentimes talked about how keeping your immune system strong. I've, for years on the farm, since I was a kid, been exposed to all kinds of things. I think that's one of the reasons my immune system is as strong as it is. But then there are people who are, they just always wash their hands with that stuff that you find on the wall. How many places can you go into they have that sterility stuff?
The hand sanitizer gel.
But what do you do? This is not a rhetorical question. 888-302-3684. What do you do to stay healthy? We spent, we made mention in the last hour, if it's hour number three, you'd like to listen to going through all the things Dr. Ron Hoffman suggests you do to keep your immune system strong. What do you do to protect yourself from getting sick? As we go into the sick season, the wintertime, what do you do? Jennifer?
Not a lot, you know.
You don't do much. Well, you're in California, so. Right,
I mean, I still shake people's hands. I think it's the right thing to do. But, you know, maybe if
you hug people.
Oh, you know me. I'm a total hugger.
You're a hugger. Right.
Yeah.
Would you stop doing that in face of what's going on? Is it in the back of your mind when you would hug somebody?
No. You know what? Maybe if this Ebola thing gets worse, maybe I'll start thinking about it more. But right now, no, it's not in the back of my mind. I'm a, you know, you have to outweigh the risk. I'm sorry. I'm a friendly person. If I'm going to, you know, I'm going to greet you with a hug if I want to.
All right. What about you, Kenny, in terms of how you now, in the face of Ebola and all of this other stuff, do you change the way you greet people or you conduct yourself in public?
Not a bit. Just like what Jennifer was saying, I shake hands, I hug. It's just not pressing on my mind about it. If something changed and suddenly Ebola was airborne, like a flu virus or something like that, maybe I'd change. But.
And are you spending a lot of time talking about this with Lisa, your wife, or with other people that are your family and friends?
Not a lot of time, and mostly it's just it's almost in a joking manner because we don't think it's as big a problem as the media does.
Right. Well, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
Anyway, forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed. 28 after the hour on Good Day. 21 past the hour.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Never say who's there. Don't you watch scary movies? It's a death wish. You might as well just come out here to investigate a strange noise or something.
Romeo and Juliet are together.
What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer is talking to some big-breasted girl who can't act. She's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
Don't fear the Reaper from the movie Scream. Halloween is 2 weeks from today, so for the next 2 weeks we have in our Movie Moments movie music slot movie music from horror films.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
And you're right.
There you go. So this is not the first version of this was done by Boom. Don't Fear the Reaper. Why am I trying to blanking on that?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult. That's it. Correct. Has a great tune, great pop tune. And it's much better, as a matter of fact, than this. But perhaps they didn't want something that positive at the beginning of a Halloween horror movie. All right, so we got 2 more weeks of that sort of focus. We also have a focus on the movies coming out this weekend that you may want to attend. So because Trucker is off today, that the job has fallen on Ken Kessler. He'll run down the new movies coming out this weekend in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD.
1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
All right, let's get a yes from Ken Kessler. Yes, Kenny,
yes.
You have the movies coming out this weekend?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there we go. See? How can you beat a guy like that? All right, so what do we have?
We've got Fury, new Brad Pitt movie. He's an army sergeant in charge of a tank behind enemy lines during World War II.
I read a review of that, and it suggests it may be one of the most violent, horrible movies to come along. One of the scenes that was reviewed that I saw in the newspaper yesterday, a tank commander gets his head blown off. I remember when Spielberg was promoting Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan, how they wanted to make that. And I remember even my children's maternal grandfather talked about his experience in the war after seeing that movie with my two children. He had never talked about it before. He saw that movie and then he talked about it because he had not talked to anybody. He was the only survivor. He'd been shot, his plane shot down, or the planes he was in, shot down four or five times over Europe, and he was the only one, he was the only one who continued to survive. Of all of the crews and all of those, he was the only one who survived four times. And just the horrors that you see, anyway, so, and that's just more of the same from what I'm told, so it sounds like a movie to skip. What else?
The Best of Me, a romance from Nicholas Sparks, stars James Marsden and Michelle Monaghan.
What's that about?
They were former high school sweethearts reconnecting.
Does that sound like it's that it's a chick flick?
It's a chick flick. Right? I'd like
yeah.
it. All right, so The Judge continues this week. One of the movies did well. I highly recommend that movie with Jane Fonda and Jason Bateman. Nice movie. What other things are I mentioned The Judge. What else is around that should do well this weekend?
Two more movies coming out today.
Oh, really?
An animated movie called The Book of Life, which features the voice of Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Keaton in a movie called Birdman.
That's
where he plays.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a washed-up actor who used to be in superhero movies. And now he's trying to make a comeback on Broadway.
Is it this is sort of autobiographical in a manner of speaking a little bit, right? He was Batman once. You ever play any other?
I think that's coincidental.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think that it's based on him.
Yeah, okay. All right, so those are the movies coming out this weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here it is, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, there's gonna be a good day. Today,
now 33 after the hour. So the World Series, what does it look like? How is it going to shape up? Jennifer, Kenny, and we have any Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show comments on the World Series or on baseball?
I haven't seen any.
Really?
Who are you going to be going for, Dougie? It's Kansas City and the Giants now. We know that.
Kansas City.
You're going for Kansas City? Me too. Kenny?
Kansas City.
Michael?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's America's team, Kansas City. I like it.
Well, Midwest, that sort of thing. Kind of gets everybody right.
Plus, they haven't been in the play. I mean, gosh, when was the last time they were even there? Like the 50s or something?
85.
1985.
Oh, 85. 85. Well, that's like the 50s.
To you, it is. Looking back at historical references to the World Series, on this date, 1974, the Oakland A's beat the Dodgers 4-1
Boo.
To win the World Series.
Boo.
Let's see here. Yankees were pounded 11-5 in the opening game of the World Series on this date, 1978. L.A. Dodgers also took Game 2, 4-3. No American League team had ever recovered from a 0-2 deficit in the World Series until then. Yankees won the next four games. See, 1979, a year later, on this date, after being down 3-1, Willie Stargell's third World Series homer gave Pittsburgh their third straight 4-1 win and the championship. And then maybe what's the most memorable day in terms of World Series in recent memory, and when I say recent, I guess I'm talking about me, 1989, millions of people watching the third game of the World Series between San Francisco and Oakland, West Coast Series, Candlestick Park. Things got a little out of hand quickly. The park begins to rock. Lights swing.
That's right.
Fans get quiet as an earthquake measuring 6.9 on the Richter scale hit San Francisco Bay. Homes crumbled, gas lines ruptured, earthquake safe structures fell. Upper section of a two-tiered freeway collapsed onto the lower level right by the airport, if I remember it correctly. Aftershocks reaching to Sacramento, south to Los Angeles. 270 people killed, 3,000 injuries, $3 billion in damages. A lot of people stayed glued to their TV sets. Didn't see much of the game. What was the result of that game? Anybody remember? I don't even know what the score was. I just remember that event. Very poignant, yeah. Very strong. Yeah, very interesting. All right, so there's baseball. We'll be all paying a lot of attention to that this weekend. Something else we'll be paying attention to, depending on your point of view. I find this fascinating because I love space. A comet that is about the size of a small mountain. Did you hear this? Passing close to Mars on Sunday.
Hmm.
And the fact that we are tracking it and we have the ability, technologically speaking, to do this is also a mind blower. It'll get between 85 and 87,000 miles away from the surface of Mars, traveling at 126,000 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, hey, that's close in terms of space, the final frontier.
But they wouldn't tell us about it if they actually thought that it was in any danger of hitting the Earth, because they wouldn't want to cause the hysteria. So we should probably be okay if we know about it, right?
Well, it's Mars I'm talking about, not the Earth anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's Mars. It's close to us, right?
Right. We can maybe see it if we look
at Mars.
The sky.
You mean that we haven't moved there yet?
It's a plane. It's Mars.
Hey, it's a red planet. It's pretty.
Yep. A lot of red around this time of year that's pretty. All right, so that's that thing. As if we didn't have enough to worry about. Right? How many people have looked into the Farmer's Almanac to see what sort of a winter
I have
is
not.
Approaching?
Tell me about it.
Tell just you, or shall I tell everybody?
You tell everybody.
We can show my Michael. We can talk behind the scenes, Michael, if you want.
That would be pretty boring. Now, do you read the Farmer's Almanac on the Farmer's Toilette?
No, I don't, but I read it enough to know that I don't have much faith in the weather forecast. A lot of great advice on planting and things to do, but it doesn't usually hold much in terms of weather. But you can look at the weather forecast. I usually use the hour-by-hour forecast because I have to get that close sometimes with things that need to be done on the farm. And within a couple of hours, it's usually pretty good, pretty accurate. It was most of this past summer. It's been pretty good. Anyway, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this week that the upcoming winter looks pretty average. They don't expect a lot of extreme conditions. Certainly not like last year's cold outbreaks, the Arctic air dipping south, making the north and actually much of the country a deep freeze. Certainly there was plenty of freezing below the Mason-Dixon line, which is pretty unusual. The good weather yesterday, excuse me, I was talking with my colleagues from mycoolinventions.com about the weather in Florida and how there's this house. We had a story at DougStephan.com earlier this week. You may have seen it, about a house that was built on the wrong land. Did you see that story? A dream house built on the wrong lot in Daytona Beach. And one wonders, I don't know that we had, the story didn't carry the resolve to this, Kenny. Who owns the house?
It hasn't been resolved yet.
Oh. So, but are the people that, well, they weren't paying attention. The people that own the land weren't actually there. They were absentee owners of the land.
Gotcha. So they were somewhere else. They were commissioning their house to be built, and it got screwed up. Okay.
Well, the people who built the house, both of the people involved, both the families involved, are not permanent residents of Florida. So they went around. They commissioned this house to be built. Nice-looking house. You see the picture of it at DougStephan.com. Nice picture. A nice house. And it was built on the wrong lot. They had the wrong information, somehow or other. Whatever was done topographically or the survey was wrong, so the house was built on the wrong lot. And the reason then that I started talking about Daytona Beach, because that's where this took place, was where'd it go, Kenny? Right there. The
hurricane?
No. They're from the North Sea to the coast, the stream, the current, the Gulf Stream.
Oh, the Gulf Stream.
This is like a TV quiz show.
I know, this is great.
The Gulf Stream hits the coast of Florida at Daytona Beach. So if you look at or understand, if you spend any time in Florida, as have I over my lifetime, you know that the warmth that is traditionally what people think all of Florida is about really isn't. South of Daytona Beach, yep, quite a bit of warmth. And the normal sort of summer, winter, hot, humid, hazy, that's Florida. North of Daytona Beach, not like that. And so the values of the land north of Daytona Beach, much less than the subsequent, the same sort of sand, if you go south of Daytona Beach where it's much warmer, it's warmed by the Gulf Stream. Anyway, so the reason I brought that up is because the house was valued at like $600,000-$700,000, and if you had that same house down, let's say in Jupiter, be worth $1.6 million or more in the areas where it's warmer. So,
how mad would you be if you had if you paid all that money for a house and found out it was built on the wrong piece of land?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd be pretty upset about it, right?
No refunds there, yeah.
No. There is a drone story this week. D-R-O-N-E. Caused a brawl at a soccer game. The aircraft, the drone, took off from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, with a nationalist Albanian banner, and it ignited a fight between players and fans. It also inflamed years of tensions between Serbia and Albania. Did you see that story, those of you who follow soccer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Kind of a weird thing. But it, the reason that I bring it up isn't because, actually, of the soccer game. It's because everybody's using drones. Drones are everywhere.
It's so freaky. You know, I went to this wine event not too long, three weekends ago.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking in, you kind of had to walk uphill this little path. And I'm hearing this noise, and I'm looking around. I can't figure it out. Looking around. Finally, I look up, and there's this drone taking pictures of people as you're walking in. It is so scary. It makes you feel like you're in some kind of weird sci-fi movie. And they're just these little tiny things that just... But they have that scary sound. I mean, really, it's the setting for a horror movie of some kind. To the drones. Forget the birds. We have the drones.
Do we have, Kenny, what do we have for comments? What's the most commented on item? Is it ISIS? Is it Ebola? What are you getting at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day? I haven't asked you that.
Ebola.
Ebola. Because of yesterday's hearings, do you think, or what?
Oh, I think because the way the news media is reporting on it, everybody hears something on the radio, something, sees something on TV, and it's panic time.
Mm-hmm. Panic time. Wait.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, a number of things today in the world of television. We have a couple of stories at DougStephan.com. One of them has to do with CBS offering a standalone streaming service. How would that work, Jennifer?
Well, basically, and HBO is doing it now. That announcement came last week. So what happens is you don't need a cable or satellite provider anymore. You can actually contract directly with these networks and stream them into your home via a web-enabled TV, or you could do it on your personal devices. And, you know, you pay directly for what you're using. It's kind of a trend called a la carte programming. So if you only think you're going to use five networks, then you're going to pay for those five networks. It might be pricey, though. It might be something like $5 or $6 a month. But if you decide to use that as an alternative to cable or satellite programming, then you're really saving some money.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you do it?
You know, right now I would say no. I like the experience of having cable television, but, you know, I can't say down the road I wouldn't think about doing that for sure.
All right, also at DougStephan.com today, Ridley Scott working on a television series about Ebola, just what the world needs.
Yeah, just in case you're not afraid, you know, if you want to get a little more fear in your life, you'll be able to join Ridley Scott. He's taking a break from biblical plagues now to focus on Ebola. It's kind of a cynical marketing move, but he's capitalizing on this Ebola outbreak, the Exodus, and he's creating this storyline that he did like 20 years ago. He's updating it now to have this Ebola plot about the current strain of the virus. So interesting stuff with Ridley Scott. I don't know if we need it, but hey. All right. Also in the weird department at DougStephan.com, real life clowns are mad about American Horror Story, Dougie. You know, the clowns have been getting a bad rap this week. There's some criminal clowns up in Northern California. And now American Horror Story has themed their whole season around these evil clowns. And real life ones are getting very upset. They want to make you some balloon animals and make things better. All right, Twin Peaks fans, we've heard that the show's coming back to Showtime. Well, now there's a book coming out that is done by the co-creator of the show, Mark Frost. He's writing this book called The Secret Lives of Twin Peaks. It's going to be released late in 2015. It'll be ahead of the Showtime reboot. And it gives fans an inside look at what the show characters have been up to for the last 25 years. So if you like that cult show, you can check it out and see what those characters have been doing. Now, this story I love. A reboot is in the works. That's not surprising. A lot of TV shows are looking at making their move back to TV. But here is one for you. How about Bewitched? Mm-hmm. I would love it. Such a great TV show. Deadline.com is reporting that multiple networks are interested in Bewitched.
Right.
And I would watch it, I think.
Old is new again.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it still gets really good ratings and reruns, so they want to do it again on the networks and try it out. Now, Rob Lowe also in the news. He might be returning to NBC. He was on Parks and Rec. He's now set to star in a comedy pilot for NBC. It'll reunite him with these writers, Pete Huck and Alex Gregory. That's the same team who produced last fall's pilot, The Pro, also starred Rob Lowe.
Poppy Montgomery would be good as the Bewitched character.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand her voice. She always sounds sexy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Travel time. They get a story on hotels. Are they going fee happy? Bargains galore. But I want to find out from Tom what he thinks is going to happen to the cruise business now that a cruise ship has been identified as having one of the Texas hospital workers on it. Imagine this person. How in the world do these people have this little common sense, or are they that selfish? We'll find out. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com here on Good Day in just a moment.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
All right, Tom Parsons from BestFares.com. The cruise ship that has this lady that was exposed to Ebola on it, this is mind-boggling. How in the world this woman get onto this ship? They don't have enough common sense. She doesn't have enough common sense to not go and expose all these people. They've isolated her on board. But what do things like this do? She has not exhibited any symptoms or signs of infection. It's been 19 days since she was in the lab with samples having been tested, so maybe she's not a problem. But what's the big deal about it? You go to the cruise company and you say, I'm sorry, I have a medical problem. Can you schedule me on another cruise? I mean, well, isn't that?
I don't know. I think I would use the big letter E.
You know, Ebola, yeah.
I would say Ebola. It's okay. When I get on the ship, I just tell everybody I've been associated with Ebola. And look at that one man who made a joke on an airplane, yeah. Ebola. And they just stopped the plane right on the ground and threw him off the plane.
So what will this do? What do rumors like this do to businesses like the cruise business as it's going into its busiest season?
This is actually their slowest becoming. Christmas is definitely busy. And I think right now, I think the United States government has to come up with clear guidelines because, again, even when the lady had 99.5 degree temperatures, the CDC or who they are in Atlanta gave her the permission. Yeah, that's no problem. You meet the guidelines. You can still travel. Okay. I mean, I don't blame the nurses. I mean, these nurses thought they were very well protected. You know, we find out what kind of equipment they gave them. It was all shoddy. And I think right now what we're doing, we have four locations in America. If somebody gets ill and comes down with Ebola, we send them there. And we start taking this more seriously.
All right. So the president says he doesn't have a philosophical objection to a travel ban. What happens to the airline industry if that happens?
Oh, well, I think right now it's, there's this answer and that answer, but at the same time, I just think we have seen Europe, travel to Europe has gone down. We've seen, because now with this in the cruise industry, this is a very slow travel period. I mean, we're seeing wild and crazy stuff. But, I tell you what, it could be one of the better times for you in the future. We saw this a few years ago when we had that virus come out of China, went to Mexico, and travel definitely dropped and prices dropped. Mm-hmm. And we saw this week cities in the Frankfurt and Paris and London in the $700 to $800 range for like 48 hours. So there's some deals going to be coming if you want to go to Europe. And if you get sick in Europe, how are you getting back home?
Well, they won't let you back on the plane.
Yeah.
Right?
You may be stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Well, common sense is really, it seems to me, what it's just amazing, the lack of common sense, lack of people with common sense, that sort of thing. So Tom Parsons can be checked out. Go to bestfares.com. There are always deals for Doug Steffen listeners. Actually, if you go to the contributors box at dougsteffen.com, you'll click on Tom's picture. You get the information that way. 59 after the hour on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.